Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. My name is Cliff.
Hello, and I'm Brett. Hello.
Hello, Brett. Before we get started, can I just tell you?
I've
had enough of my abductions. I've had enough of them.
You've had enough? Is this the final straw? Is it?
I've told you before, I've had enough of my abductions. So
what? So what you been up to? Anything good?
I'm watching more of your Chernobyl. I think it's probably one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. A bit miserable.
Yeah. I mean, it's more shocking how the Russians threat the citizens, I guess, didn't they?
Yeah.
Although they had to, didn't they? That's the other thing. They had to do that. Otherwise, would have been an even worse catastrophe.
I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know.
Well, I don't think that's a spoiler or anything. I mean, the last time I told you to watch it, you said, I know what happens anyway.
I know, but what you didn't say was the bit that you think's the end is the beginning. I thought in the end it would just explode. But no, that's the beginning of the show. And it's the aftermath that it focuses on.
It's just some brilliant actors.
It's genuinely one of the greatest pieces of television I've ever seen. It's so well done. And yet, shocking and chilling. Like, it's really chilling. You're watching it and it is giving you the... You're getting annoyed at what's happening. You're obviously feeling sorry and for the people that are affected by it. You're feeling anger at the people that are not dealing with it very well. And some of the imagery and how they portray some of the things that happen in the aftermath of this explosion are just really chilling. And of course, then you've got the people without the faces.
Shocking. I mean, the other thing as well is... The other thing is that you almost feel like you're there, especially have you seen the bit where they're on the roof, where they've got to go on the roof and they're only allowed
that's
45
on the next
seconds
one,
on the roof.
Where they're like, don't look in.
So tense.
I've heard people talking about that.
It's just absolutely crazy. But you said, did you see the bit where the three divers have got to go into the water?
Yes. I've just watched that one. That's the last one.
Unbelievable.
There's those lads so in tense. The water. That's so tense. And the big lad, Trevor, who used to be in EastEnders, who's the miner, who's stripped.
Yeah, he's classy, isn't he? He's completely naked.
That's the last one I watched. But honestly, I put it off for so long because I knew it was going to be hard work. But
yeah,
I don't think it is hard work. It's obviously not easy going, but necessary. I think it's good. I love
it. It's definitely a necessary thing to watch. I think it definitely is. I mean, the way later on that he explains what happens and stuff like that in the courtroom as well, you've got that to come, and that's just excellent as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jared Harris is the beaten heart and rationale of the whole piece, isn't he? And as usual, he's off the charts good, isn't it?
He's just amazing. He's just absolutely
amazing. Everybody's good in it, you know, that Jesse Buckley's great, that guy who's just died from Friday Night Dinner.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing. Class.
Yeah, like, it's just so really good. And I know we're talking about a TV show that's about 3 years old. So it's like not the most topical start to a podcast. But yeah, watch that.
Well,
and apparently England have been playing football games.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Oh, I watched the first one, I think. I only caught the second half of it. But I watched the one last night. It was all right, the one last night, actually. Against Poland.
Score? I don't know what happened.
1-1.
Okay. Is that a qualifier?
it was a qualifier. We pretty much qualified, haven't we? But I think Poland needed to get someone out of the game to keep their chances alive.
The thing is with Poland, they're rubbish.
Otherwise, Andorra will get into the World Cup.
One man's good and the rest of them are rubbish. That's the thing with Poland. Was the Andorra game a qualifier as well?
Yeah, we played Hungary, didn't we? And who else did we play?
Andorra?
I can't remember. Was it Andorra as well?
I just saw loads of people saying it was point, like, why is this happening? But is that because they're never going to win, or is it because it was a friendly in the middle of this thing?
No, I don't think it was a friendly. I'm sure it was. They were all qualifiers.
That's why it's happening, isn't it? Why should they not be allowed to? That's the point of a qualifier.
People's opinions that England shouldn't be playing these lesser countries or whatever because they're, which is ridiculous. I don't think that's the case. Yeah. It's not my opinion. It's the opinion of Des Lynam.
You can't trust Des Lynam after what happened with those ladies.
But I switched the football off yesterday anyway because I showed Lennon Brass Eye a couple of weeks ago, and he's watched them all, and he's told all of his mates to watch them. So we watched the day to day after the match. So he's a massive fan of Brass Eye now.
Okay,
and he's in a Football Manager, so he's just turned into us. It's absolutely fantastic. I watched a film with a wife. I watched Reminiscence.
Well, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman does Inception.
That's kind of but it's more like a film noir.
Oh,
that's
good?
What it's like. Not really. It's one of them films you're like, oh, you know, you're waiting for it to end, I guess. You know what I mean? And you instantly forget what's happened. Do you know what I mean? It's not a memorable thing or anything. I think it's trying to be clever. I think it's Lisa Joy, isn't it? The one who did like Westworld and stuff like that.
Oh, is it? Okay. So it's too clever. Too clever for
It wasn't even that clever. No, it wasn't even that clever. It wasn't that clever and wasn't that complicated or anything like that. It just didn't grab us. Bit of a love story, which I don't mind. I watched Rocky this week, and that's a bit of a love story, and that's amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I know we're going to have to do it for this, I think, if you haven't seen it, because I think you'll like it.
Let's get longer.
I know we've got a massive list, haven't we? Terrible.
Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about a daft documentary.
Oh, hold on. I've got your points of view later, man.
Oh, I forgot about point of view. In fact, well, I'd hoped it wasn't returning, but here we go.
I know. I knew that. That's why I'm insisting I do it. So you've got to guess who this is about, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. In Thursday's episode of A Question of Sport, this person, so this is the person you've got
to
guess.
Did they say the name, though?
Yes, was a positive embarrassment, not only to the viewers, but to Princess Anne, who sometimes looked mildly uncomfortable. His continuous thumping of the bench in a state of affection was a grotesque display of morbid exhibitionism. Who do you think that's about?
I don't know, but that's an incredible description of what the guy was up to. It's amazing.
It is.
The word morbid... Morbid exhibitionism.
Yes.
Now I've heard that phrase. That basically sums up your entire life.
For me? Yeah. Morbid exhibitionism.
Morbid exhibitionism.
Is it you writing in about me?
Thumping the desk in affection.
In affection, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
No, I didn't know what
he's
that
like
meant
that cartoon dog.
So who do you think? It's from like 1986 or something.
Okay,
like this.
So he's making the eyes of Princess Anne, not Bill Beaumont.
Oh, you've gone for the wrong one.
Is it Emlyn Hughes?
It was Emlyn Hughes, yes. I mean, he's just a lovely, well-smoking man, isn't he? He wouldn't cause a ruckus with Princess Anne, would he?
Were you there at the Leisure Centre when he did a thing?
The copies of Emlyn Hughes sat out on sale.
He was signing them and flogging them. Yeah, I wasn't in it. I was just watching. I was like in the stands. So I've got no idea why I was in the
You were
stands,
in the stands watching them sign stuff.
Watching other children.
Like a sort of weekend of sport or something like that, was it?
So point of view. Is there another point of view?
I can give you another one if you want.
Yeah, well, I quite enjoyed it.
If you like it that much, well, there you go. Dr. Colin-Jones writes, I protest about his non-stop mixture of blasphemy, filth, and bad taste with reference to the royal family. He should be banished from TV screens.
I think it's Benel.
Wrong. So we've got another one on the same person from Reverend MGM Cole, which is obviously a real name. Current Confidential this evening was silly, stupid, vulgar, lousy, indecent, and grossly immoral in thought, word, and inference.
So it was Jasper Carrot.
It was Jasper Carrot. I knew he'd get on the last one, mainly because I give you the answer.
Yeah, you did. Unless it was a guess. Reason. Unless Robert Powell did a little slot in the middle.
Yeah, Robert Powell's always hanging around with him, isn't he? Jesus.
Jesus,
get
Robert.
Rid of Jesus. Jesus, Robert. Stop. I'm trying to do comedy.
I'm trying to do some droll comedy here.
The last time I saw him, he was doing that quiz show, Golden Balls or something.
Right.
So,
Brett,
what we're doing, because you picked this because you're nuts.
I didn't pick this. You have obviously seen this far too many times. It's called Confessions of an Alien Abductee.
Mm-hmm. It is, that's what it's called. And I haven't seen it too many times. I only saw it twice.
Oh, have you? I thought this was one of the ones that you used to talk about.
So that's not too
aliens.
Many times. This is a Channel 4 documentary.
Was it on Channel 4? I wouldn't
know. It was produced by someone called Off the Fence. And it follows the people behind the anomalous Mind Management Abductee Contactee Helpline, or AMASH. And that's a service for people who believe they've experienced alien abductions. And it's run by two very suspicious people by the name of Joanne Summer Scales and the even more suspicious Miles Johnson.
Miles Johnson is
Miles Johnson.
Not a good man, is he?
He's not a good man.
I think the lady,
so we see why he's not a good
the
man.
The lady is a con woman, clearly.
Yes.
He is I'm going to
a
say
pervert.
I'm going to, he's an abuser.
I think, right, you're right to say that. And one of the reasons is he looks for residue on people, doesn't he? He takes these people who've been abducted and he takes them in a little tent, tent in his back garden. What's what called?
It's got a name.
The residue.
The tent.
As if I didn't know if it had a name or whatever. But he gets them to strip off in the black tent, doesn't he? Do you want me to take me top off? No, just pull it up, love. Just pull it up. And then he gets his...
And then he's looking for the residue.
He's light out. And he looks for alien residue. On the... Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so funny when he did that.
Oh, man. I can't...
So it mainly, follows three people, didn't it?
When did this come out?
This. I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the year or anything like that.
Okay, well.
It follows three people. What, did you know what when it comes in?
You told me.
I'll throw it right back at you.
All right. No, because I didn't think it was even a real documentary, to be honest. Thought it was a YouTube documentary made by Cranks. So
didn't bother looking. Made by Cranks.
I didn't bother looking for any information on it.
Well, that's up to you, isn't it? That is up to you. But yeah, it follows three people mainly who've rang this helpline for people who've been abducted by aliens. The first guy is a guy called Simon Parks, who's a Labour councillor in Whitby. So Whitby is safe. We know that.
So I think he's the first kind of the first person it focuses on, right? So
yeah,
it goes Simon Parks is he's chair of the Labour Council in Whitby in the northeast of England, and it goes to a little council meeting, whatever, and he's there. He's, I mean, for a start, very suspect hairstyle, very suspect. That is, I mean, it's a comb over. It's a very good one. It's as complete a comb over as you can see, but it is a huge, huge comb over. And it says, so this is, he's a Labour councillor and his paid job is a driving instructor. So he's got two terrible jobs already a counselor, only in it for weird reasons and to be power over the people, old people who live in whatever fucking part of the town they live in. And he's a driving instructor. He's holding
dominion over Whitby, isn't he?
Driving instructors. I refuse to believe there's a good driving instructor anywhere in the world.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
So there are his real jobs, but then it turns out that he has an alien mom. He calls mum, not his real mom.
Does you
point out it's not his real mom. It's more of a,
just in case.
More of a
just
step-mom.
In case. More of a stepmom.
More of a stepmom.
But not only has, that, did he?
Yeah, he has an alien mistress.
Yeah,
and he has alien children.
He
can
does.
You remember the names?
I can remember the name of the his alien mistress, who he refers to as the Cat Queen. And then they go, have you had children with the Cat Queen? And he goes, you're looking at one now. Because he draws
a picture of it. Not the same.
Everything and he draws. Absolutely fantastic.
You're looking at one now.
They're metal.
And it's called, I think it's called Zorcrux.
Zorcrux or something like that, yeah. Yeah, look at that one now.
It's a so good
he draws it all down. And on one of his drawings and stuff like that, there's a picture of his alien mother and him as a baby. And underneath he's written, and a bargain was made.
There's also a one where the alien child is being held up by the alien. Not the same alien, not the mom alien. Who is distinguishable by one very long arm.
Distinguishable mainly by his green crayons that he buys in the shops. I'll have these. I know they're for kids.
And then this is a good colour.
Yeah. So what colour's your alien mother? That one. That green one.
That green one. That's a good colour.
It's a good colour, that. I'll have this pen and all.
So anyway, there's another picture. And the alien that's in this one is got kind of a long snout, like a kind of crocodile kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's holding the baby up and it just says nose kiss written above it.
It does say nose kiss. It does.
Who's he writing? Who's he annotating this for? I get himself. Like he's compelled to like draw them, but I don't know why they've got captions on. Like,
it's almost telling its own story, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing. He's doing it for himself. Obviously, he's got like he's being interviewed in his loft or something.
I mean, well out of the way
because his wife doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
It says,
his wife's annoyed that he's having sexual relations with the cat.
It says he's got the cat queen. He's got kids with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says he's, his beliefs have got him into trouble, and I genuinely thought they would say with the people of Whitby, who he's meant to look after because he's been elected as a councillor, because obviously he's fucking mad. but no, with his wife, who in his words is jealous. But I don't know why she should be jealous, because this is higher than human. It's not on the human plane.
It's not even a human relationship. I don't know why she is jealous. And he also lives with these 9 cats or something.
Do you think the wife exists?
Well, we didn't see her. So we didn't see her at all. So there's a possibility it is one of the cats.
9
and
cats.
He's got loads of cats and he's having sex with the cat queen. Bit weird. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
So he's the first, like throughout this, we will keep saying that's a bit mental and that's mad. I mean, honestly, I don't know what to make of these people. It's harsh, just throw those terms about when there's obviously
there's other stuff going on, isn't there?
No, like are these people mentally ill? Are they like, you know, you can't just say somebody's mad when they probably have got like mental health.
I don't
problems.
Think you have to be mentally ill to sort of believe that you've been abducted by aliens.
I think
they've obviously got issues, haven't they? And that comes out at the end of the program. All three of the people that they concentrate on.
Yeah, it's one of those where you're like, are these
issues?
These mad people. Oh, look at these dafties. And then something gets at the end, they say a little bit more about what's happened, and you're like, fucking hell, like you've just taken the piss out of them for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And now now we understand why they're fucking off the charts, because X, Y, Z, like.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there was an article in the Guardian newspaper after it was aired and stuff like that, which said the very same things like you're saying, that they basically took the piss and exploited the people that were on and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I think they did to a certain extent. I mean, in another way, it's just letting them talk, isn't it? Letting them, express what they believe, I guess. I guess a bit of both. But it's still funny.
It is still funny, of course. There's loads of funny bits in it. Like, so the Simon guy, the counsellor, I mean, they're kind of the funny bits with him. Chantel, who, as I said at the beginning, which might not make it because I think the microphone wasn't on, but she's had enough of her abductions. She's been abducted since she was a child, and she's had enough of it.
She's had more than enough of it. I mean, she can't even go up this far, can she, without being taken?
And she also said that she would miss it if it didn't happen again. So
yeah. And also with Chantel, I mean, these aliens have like traversed the stars and traveled light years, haven't they? Just to move our tabs around as well.
So
I mean, you can imagine that conversation with the aliens, can't you? You fancy coming to Earth, do you?
But...
What's the mission? What's the mission? Well, we're going to go to Alaska's house. We're just going to move our tabs around.
There's one bit where she says...
I'm definitely in it. Definitely.
And sometimes I'll just be standing here like this, and she's got like a hand on her hip. And then I don't know what happens, but I'm taken. And then the next thing I know, I wake up and I'm just standing here like this. I'm back here in the same position, but like 20 minutes just gone. I'm like, fucking hell... You've just been standing for 20 minutes, like nothing's happened.
And there's also a great bit with Chantel as well, where she says, they always take us when I'm eating KFC. It's always with chicken for some reason. They're all making it up.
So this is the thing. Do you think they're all making it up for attention? Do you think they really believe it?
I think I'm not sure. I mean, it's impossible to tell, isn't it? There is part of the program later on when we meet the third person called Marie, who is put through a lie detector test and stuff like that.
She is unbelievable. This woman, like, absolutely unbelievable.
And she's found to be lying. There's some guy who comes and does the lie detector test and stuff like that, and she's furious, isn't she? When he says that she's lying.
Are you saying I'm a liar? And he's like, I'm not saying you're a liar, but the thing shows that you weren't telling the truth at that point. Why would I lie about it?
She's absolutely furious. I mean, she believes that her DNA has been changed, and she actually believes that she is an alien, doesn't she?
Part alien.
She's got like part alien, yeah. She goes to the doctor and tries to get them to do an MRI scan, and the doctor's like, he's got no idea what's going on this doctor. He tries to get rid of her straight away. And then she goes, well, what should I do next? And he like panics, the doctor, and goes, well, maybe we should do an MRI scan. Because she thinks that she's got an implant.
Yeah, she's got implants. Every time I'm abducted, I get an implant. And she's got there's like hard bits underneath her skin. And the doctor says, yeah, that's probably something fibrosis. I can't remember what the beginning of it is.
No, I can't.
He says, whatever fibrosis, and essentially that's what that is what you've got. It's bits under your skin that go hard. So that's entirely consistent with that. And she's like, what about this one? He's like, yep, again, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well.
He just goes, well, thanks for that. Thanks for your time. And then she goes like, well, what should we do next? And he kind of panics, doesn't he? Maybe we should have an MRI scan. And then he emails her back a day later. No need for the MRI scan at all. Don't worry about it.
So
she's like devastated about that.
And then she goes and sees our friend Miles.
She goes to see Miles,
the technology expert he's described as at this point.
He certainly is. I'm only interested in the facts. I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in anything. Nothing. Just the facts. So that's when he sort of scans poor Marie's head, doesn't he, with like gadgets and stuff like that. I don't even know what he's doing. What is he doing with the scanning stuff?
So he goes. So she goes to his house and he goes, well, so she just wants somebody to say, yes, you're an alien. Oh, you've seen aliens, right?
She does. She wants confirmation.
She's gone to a doctor.
She's not making
gone,
it up, doesn't she?
What the fuck's this in my skin? It's these aliens left. He's gone, no, it's not actually. There's a really common medical reason that that's happening. She's like, well, fuck this. I'm going to see Miles, the unreliable man who runs an alien reporting hotline, and see what he thinks. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
He's on the side of the alien story.
Well, I mean, these two are the most nefarious people in the documentary, aren't they?
There's no way that these people aren't paying them to investigate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's definitely something in for them. And I mean, they want to believe every single story. So if somebody rings the hotline or whatever, they've got them on fucking YouTube and all kinds of stuff. So they're exploiting people.
Yeah.
And obviously there's a part after that where he takes out into that tent thing, which is just fucking weird, isn't it? It's like it's really odd and very suspicious.
She goes in and he's like, yeah, all right, okay, well, yeah, they that in your skin probably is. Yeah, sounds like it's an alien, you know,
implant.
An alien implant. But there's one
even though he's just dealing with facts.
Yeah,
he's,
but there's one
just giving a confirmation.
There's one thing that we can do,
isn't he? Where's the facts?
There's no facts.
There's no fact, is there?
So he's like, there's one thing we can do is, you know, if you have been touched by an alien, aliens leave residue on you. So what we can do is we'll take you in to the black tent in the garden. And it's a, I mean, this black, like, tiny tent, it's like a changing room, isn't it? But it's just in his back garden, entirely black, and it's dark inside. And he says, so what we'll need you to do is, and she goes, this is when she says, oh, do I need to take all my clothes off? And he's like, no, just lift your top up.
I mean, would he say that if the camera's on? Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. He's got this weird fucking tent looking for residue on people.
Yeah, and it's just it's a UV light, isn't it? It's just
a UV light.
So you've got any kind of mark or stain on your clothes or whatever it might be. Maybe you've masturbated and a little bit of semen's gone on your jeans, you know.
Exactly.
Invisible to the naked eye, but under a UV light.
It could happen.
I mean, I've heard it can happen. Or maybe your toothpaste splattered on your T-shirt a little bit before you left the house. It's going to come up on the UV light. So that's all he's doing. And he's like, oh, yeah, you go to the residue. You have definitely been touched by aliens. So this is a man who only deals in facts, but he's just, but the fact that aliens leave residue on you, it's not a fact. He knows that for sure. It's not a fact
at all.
Because nobody's proved
that. Hasn't she been in the show and chased her clothes? She's just arrived at his house. I mean, how's this residue still on? And I mean, this crackpot as well, also sends this device to Chantel, doesn't he? Which is basically a crystal with a wire going into a battery, which is supposed to stop fucking alien abductions or something. Now Chantel goes, this is fucking useless. What's this, man?
Looks like a little vibrator. And I think she says
looks like a little vibrator.
There's no way this isn't going to... This is going to stop an abduction. I know. I'll tell you now. It's not going to stop it.
Good on Chantel.
But then she says, but, I mean, it's not. And she basically says, it looks like a little vibrator. It won't even be good for that.
I like Chantel, but I
like
it.
I also, what we haven't said while we were recording is that she has it's hair out of this world. So she's that hair. Is really the only thing that in this entire thing that I think does point to extraterrestrial beings, because how that exists, what it is, how it's so high, how it gets there, how it stays there.
Who knows? It's just a mystery. She must have an alien barber. That's all I can say. But yeah, it's an extraordinary do, isn't it? It's an extraordinary crazy, do, definitely.
It's crazy. So we've heard about what happens, what was in her life that made her weird. I can't remember what her problem was. Was there not? I don't think it's anything for her, did it? She just
for who? Sorry, I didn't Chantel. Hear that.
Chantel, I don't think there was any weird backstory. Just lonely.
Pretty much that she's just the most abducted person in Britain.
Yeah, that's what
Chantel is.
I also like there's a bit where it said, and you know, that they've been in. So this is what I didn't understand with the documentary, which is why I thought it wasn't a real one. It said there have been increasing reports in the recent years of extraterrestrial activity and UFOs being sighted in the sky. And then it showed a news clip from Forces News, Armed Forces News. I'm like, well, what the... That's like showing fucking Miles and his girlfriend's fucking TV channel.
Yeah. I mean, they get it. I watched a few alien sort of things and stuff like that because I actually believe in the aliens. I'm not too sure whether they're stealing people and abducting them or anything like that, but I believe in the aliens. And there's always this fella who worked for the Ministry of Defense who turns up called Nick Pope.
He's a crackpot.
He's an absolute lunatic, but they always get him on because he worked for the MOD.
I know, is he current MOD?
To sort of to investigate UFOs? No.
Of course he's definitely not. Is he?
But he's on everything, this guy. But again, the documentary sort of makers aren't dealing in facts either, are they?
Like the narrator, the voiceover is talking about all the stuff that they're saying as if it's real. Like,
yeah,
it's just weird. It's weird, and then you've got who's the last lady, Marie?
Marie, yeah, the alien DNA girl.
Yeah, so she's got the implant. She thinks she's got the DNA. Mm-hmm.
She goes to get a DNA test.
Yeah,
and the lady sort of who's doing the DNA test, she goes, "Well, why do you want the test? I think I've been interfered with by the extraterrestrials." And the lady's face. When she's like writing it down, why she wants to date it, it's a picture.
Normally,
an absolute picture.
Normally, it's like, I just want to know who my real dad is. Yeah. I just want to know whatever. I just want to know whether, like, my dad, I've got any Irish blood in his or whatever, which is, I think I've been interfered with by the extraterrestrials. And then she says, so the results will show whether I'm an alien or not. And she's like, the lady goes, "Well, they'll show if there's any anomalies in your DNA." She's like, "Okay."
Yeah.
Then she goes back and she's like, "So what are the results?" She's like, "Well, the results show you've got two strains of DNA in your bloodstream. One from your mother, one from your father. No cause for alarm, nothing untoward in there." She's like, "So I'm not an alien?"
The voiceover does that. And then they kind of say to her, "Well, how do you think everything's going? Do you think you're getting closer to the truth?" And she's going like, "Yeah, I think I'm nearly there. I think I'm nearly there with the truth." Been told you're not an alien. Well,
then she goes for the lie detector test and the guy rocks up and he's a bit of a dick, the guy, but like a freelance lie detector man. I'm like, it's weird.
Good job.
He's fucking absolutely loving it that she's lying. Like, he really is loving it, isn't he? He's rubbing it in.
I've got witnesses. Even though that she's been sort of, this evidence has been sort of given to her and stuff like that, she just refuses to believe it, doesn't she? I mean, there's some other odd bits in it as well where our mate Simon thinks he's being chased by sort of the men in black or whatever. Did you see that bit? Yeah. And he kind of nearly kills himself in the car. He's on like a country road in Whitby or whatever. He fucking speeds past two cars, overtakes them, nearly crashes into one that's coming towards him. So there's that kind of stuff as well. But there was one funny bit right at the start, I think, where the people were ringing in and the descriptions of aliens and stuff like that. I'm trying to find where it's fucking, I've wrote it down. I don't know where the fuck.
There's a woman at the beginning. It's funny, but there's a fella. He's got greased back hair, and he goes, "He was scaly, and he was red, and it was a round head."
I found it now. It's his, the bloke rings up, and he says, "There's strange little people going around in cars who wear eye patches and black suits."
And all of the people that were phoning up and all of the people that were this, like, what would aliens want with these people? Unless they just want to, like, they've got weird fucking sexual kinks and they just want to fuck loads of inbreds. Like, what do they care about these people for?
Well, I think that's slightly harsh.
There's not a normal looking person out of them. To be fair, out of Chantel and Marie, I was like, well, maybe they're
just... Not everything's based on looks, Cliff.
Well, I said maybe they just want to abduct women who could easily be men, if you weren't quite sure about it.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think people are abducted by aliens, Cliff? Do you think it's real? What do you think?
I don't think anybody's abducted by aliens. I certainly don't think these people are. I think to be honest, out of the three of them, I don't think it's the same for all of them. Some of them clearly believe that they have been. Some of them, I think, have convinced themselves that they have been because it's better than the reality, whatever they're facing. And I think some of them are just mad, like, and aren't stable. Mm-hmm. So Marie, actually, the tragic thing for her was a daughter committed suicide. And she was like, yeah, so I know that the aliens took her and I'll see her again because
I know where she is type thing. Yeah, she's with the alien because she had been abducted, or she said she had been abducted.
So I feel like either the daughter's committed suicide because of this entire thing is just too much is too mad, or she really believed it and didn't know how to cope with it. Or a mom kind of drove her to it because a mom was mad.
I don't think that any of the people are mad in this. I think that they've all got issues. I mean, Simon's talking about his alcoholic mother. Surprise, surprise, you know, the alien that visits him is his adopted mother and
stuff like that.
Exactly. Chantel's got sort of issues where she doesn't want to be left alone and things like that. Mm-hmm. And she's complaining about being sort of, you know, visited or taken too many times, which is the opposite type thing. Do you know what I mean? So they've all got issues, I think, these people. I think the villains of the piece, for sure, are these people. These are mash people like they are.
Yeah, well, I think it was like the narrative of the documentary is, look at these dafties. And then, actually, maybe it's because we've got serious issues. Okay, see you later. Make of that what you will.
But like, if anybody wants to watch it, watch it. It's on YouTube. We'll put the link on my stuff. Cliff. We will indeed. Stop yawning, man.
Have you got a quiz? Guy.
Yes, I've got an alien quiz.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Aliens. Oh, yes.
We love the aliens. Oh, yes. Right, question number one. Which singer-songwriter added the line, "There's a UFO over New York and I ain't too surprised after reportedly seeing a UFO"?
David Bowie.
You should. No, it's John Lennon. What does ALF stand for, Cliff? You know ALF?
I do know him. He's the Jewish alien, isn't he?
He's the Jewish alien.
Do
you know what it stands for?
Alien life.
Well done. I thought you'd get that one. Who is the only actor to be killed by an alien, a predator, and a Terminator?
What's he called? Carl Bean, that guy?
No, it's Bill Paxton.
Paxton.
I put that in because you don't even know why he looks like that.
Paxton, I said it. I was too late.
I know. There you go. While filming The Man Who Fell to Earth, David Bowie had to take 2 days off after drinking bad what?
Milk.
Well done, bad milk. Is that in any of the books that you've read about him?
I think for 2 years, all he did was drink milk. And that period when he was like about 7 stone, he existed on milk. And
you just drank milk?
Milk and cocaine, I think was all he had.
Milk and cocaine, nice. What a mix. Which film was criticised for its product placements after being funded by McDonald's and Coca-Cola?
Mac and Me.
Yes! Well done. You got it. And last one. Which big bad boy actor recently posted a video of a UFO in his back garden?
A big bad boy actor?
Yeah, I've used the very term that you used for this particular person.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it Russell Crowe?
It's Russell Crowe. You did very well at that, didn't you?
Thank you for your excellent quiz.
No problem. No problem at all. I'd welcome any feedback if anybody wants to. In fact, if anybody just wants to send me questions, that's just like better than our quizzes.
Yeah, someone in fact send us 5 questions.
Yeah,
like send us a full quiz. It would it would genuinely greatly help.
It would help a great deal, wouldn't it? It would. So if anybody wants to do that, send it to either me or Cliff.
We've got music from a friend of the podcast.
Yes.
Johnny Lynch, Pictish mm-hmm. Trail, with an absolutely fantastic new single.
Yes.
Out now on Fire Records. You can order the 12-inch and you can stream the song now, or you can just listen to it this over and over and over again. It would get our listens up and I think probably make some money. So this is a natural successor by Pictish Trail.
And it's very good, isn't it?
I think it's amazing. Bye, it's everyone. Class.
Bye.
Bye. You came to life. You came alone again. Rolling like a 10-ton ball. Still, I'm inclined to see you up close again. Tear apart and crush us all. Chaos lies round the Dead Sea. They can't hold. They won't buy. Into the flood, into the fire, into the hurricane, into the sun, into the hurricane. Tremors divide, bladed seas. The fall is ours. Now I can see between our
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.